This is CPR and KRCC. I'm Joanne Allen. More than 40 criminal charges have been added against the suspect in the grocery store mass killings last month. The Boulder district attorney included 20 counts of attempted murder for victims who were fired at but not hit, and charges related to high-capacity magazines found at the scene. D.A. Michael Doherty says the suspect didn't say how he got the illegal munitions holder.
If there was a store or dealer that sold the magazines illegally, charges could be filed and would be filed against that store or individual. We don't have any indication at this point.
Colorado banned magazines that hold more than 15 rounds after the Aurora Theater shootings in 2012. President Biden opened an international climate summit today, pledging to accelerate cutting greenhouse gas emissions. CPR Sam Brash reports that goal aligns with Colorado's target.
The president told world leaders the U.S. would cut its emissions to half of 2005 levels by 2030. That nearly doubles a 2015 promise from the Obama administration.
We're bold. We're unwavering in the pursuit of jobs and innovation, science and discovery. We can do this. We must do this, and we will do this.
Colorado set a similar emissions reduction goal in 2019. But in both cases, environmental groups want President Biden and Governor Jared Polis to offer more policy details and explain exactly how the government will bring the target within reach. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Colorado Springs, 56 degrees. Denver, 47 degrees. Pueblo, 72. This is CPR and KRCC.